Hi, and welcome to the Tally Laws podcast. And today, again, we are going across the pond to the USA. I've got two fabulous women with me, Victoria and Tiffany from the Spirit Mamas. And that sounds incredible, and it is incredible. Hi, Victoria and Tiffany. How are you guys?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you so much for having us today, Laura. We're happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. So excited.
I know. It's so nice to talk to people all over the world. I've never had like a double interview, so this is the first time. But I guess you guys are used to it because you have been interviewed quite a few times. So let's start with an introduction. Who are you guys?
Well, hi, listeners. I'm Victoria. I am an Akashic Records reader, breathwork and inner voice facilitator, and one half of Spirit Mamas. I'm a mama, and I'm currently pregnant with my second little boy. And Tiffany and I will share more of our story soon, but becoming moms has been such an integral part of our spiritual journeys and finding our purpose and our passion in life. And we find such joy in helping other moms and women across the world find and remember how powerful they are and what magic that they already have inside. And so it's just such an honor to be here with you today, Laura, and to get to share a little bit more with your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And what about Tiffany?
Hi, I'm Tiffany, the other half of Spirit Mamas. I am an Akashic Records reader. Maybe that's a sign that I need to be one.
You will be at some point.
I'm a Reiki master. I'm also a sound healer, and then I'm also an intuitive counsel. So really tapping into the spiritual realm to bring messages through. I'm also a mom of two boys. I have a 12-year-old son named Logan and a 2-year-old, soon to be 3-year-old son named Lennox, and they are amazing. And like Victoria said, they really kind of put me on this path to really step into my spiritual gifts and live in my truth, and also be able to help mamas along the way. So really happy to be here today.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And how did you guys meet together?
So
this is our favorite story. I love it. You take it, Tiff, and then I'll fill in any gaps.
So Victoria and I, we used to work in corporate America together, doing marketing. And I was the person who would interpret everyone's dreams at work, and had really somewhat started to accept my spiritual gifts because I've been tapped in since about the age of 8. Okay. And so after having my first son, I really realized, like, you know, I should be stepping into this power, because raising a child and wanting to make sure that they always know who they are and the powers that they hold really kind of resonated with me. So Victoria and I, we left that particular job, and we kept in contact. In the midst of all of that, I became a Reiki healer. Victoria tapped into becoming an Akashic Records reader, and we were both pregnant with our, my second son, her first son at this point. And we just had this connection, trying to figure out, like, how can we really lean into building a community, or leaning into our spiritual gifts as moms. And from that, we were really focused on, you know, our separate gifts that we could offer people in general. And then we ended up building this beautiful community of moms and women who we can just lean on each other to really help through this spiritual journey. So we like to say that we're your spiritual cheerleaders, and that the practices that we provide moms really lean into more of like the breath work and meditation and just all the things that people may consider woo-woo, but are just really fun to us. What did I leave out, Victoria?
No, that was perfect. I love that. We came together, I feel like, just so serendipitously. You know, we kept in contact, like Tiffany said, and slowly I was coming out of the spiritual closet after a miscarriage, realizing that really that there was just more to life than what I was doing, you know, clocking in and clocking out and coming home. And I was breastfeeding my son, and we were just having a conversation, and Tiffany was like, what if we called ourselves Spirit Mamas? And, you know, it was like, like a lightning bolt. And I looked up the name and it was available and it was an angel number to purchase. And I was like, okay, I'm just woo-woo enough that like, this is a sign. Okay. And it feels like we've gone down the rabbit hole, but a really beautiful rabbit hole, because as we grow and evolve, what we offer and how we support women and the women that we attract grow and evolve. I think, you know, at first we were very like, we're for everybody, which we still very much are. You don't have to have birthed a physical baby to work with us. But we find that moms are really attracted to us and what we do because we just live unapologetically and are who we are and share the things that have worked for us. And we also like to say that we're not gurus. Like, we're not here to give you the 10-step program for you to follow. Instead, we'll share the 10 things that we have done. And then we put it in your hands to mix and match and work in whatever way works for you. Because as moms, and especially when I was in that place of new motherhood, I was Googling everything. I was looking outside of myself for all of the answers. So insecure, so unsure. And it wasn't until I really like took that back inward and realized, no, I'm the best mother for my child. I have all the answers that I need, that things started to shift for me. And any woman can do that by tapping into her inner voice, her intuition, her guides, her angels, all of that kind of stuff. And so we really do everything we can to just come back to self, right? Because the universe and the world around us is so loud these days that without that practice, whether it's, we hope you do it daily, but even if it's not daily, if it's just once a week, it's refreshing, right? To find that like, okay, I do know what I'm doing and yes. I know how to do it and it's going to be okay.
Oh, this, I love this story so much, especially because you come from the corporate world. That
yeah, which we're still both in corporate America, but
you're still in corporate America, but you managed to combine it.
Yeah, what I will say is I feel like the pandemic really allowed us to lean into this practice and make it more of our full-time job instead of a part-time. And so it's just really worked out for us to really make it a priority. So I always feel like the universe works things out exactly how they need to be, because if the pandemic hadn't happened, we probably would have been in the office. We would have still been doing this, but it would have been trying to juggle it in a difficult way compared to how we do it now. So,
because you guys are big, like I'm talking, you guys are retreats in the mountains. You guys have oracle cards and you name it. Blogs as well. Like I'm obsessed with the blogs about the star seeds that you've guys written. Because me and my friend Haley, we do the crystal fairs together, and we've both been told multiple times by different people that I am Pleiadian and she's Syrian, and we were like, "Excuse me, what now?" We never heard of it. Well, we heard of it, but we never realized that we could be all of that as well. So when I read that, I was like, "Oh, that's very interesting."
I love it. No wonder we get along, Laura. I'm very Palladian and Syrian.
Really? Oh, wow.
And for those wondering, you part of our Healing the Mother Wound course that we go through over 4 weeks, we ask you to tap into your starseed ancestors. And this is an idea that I feel like is very unique to us, in the sense that people know that you have ancestors on Earth. Obviously, you have grandparents and great-grandparents and you know, physical earthly beings that you can tangibly connect to, but you are also made of stars and you are also made of other planets, other galaxies, and you've had lifetimes on other planets and other galaxies. And so when we open the ancestral portal to work with our healed ancestors over the course of this circle that we do, we ask you to open your mind to that idea and to invite them in and to allow whatever comes up for you to come up. And it's interesting, people, there's always been something there that they don't realize and they tap into. They're like, oh, I always see this blue light and I didn't know that's what that was. Or I've always looked at the stars, or I've always felt like I wasn't from planet Earth.
Yeah.
And so we are all connected and we are all related in that way. So you may also have other starseed ancestry as well. A lot of us are not just one
Ooh.
Or multiple.
Right. I'd love to do that. We need to do another podcast on that one, because I would love to know a lot more about that subject. That is for sure. So now my next question is, you both are mamas, as we just heard. But how about your mamas? Were they spiritual as well? Did they encourage it? Or do they think, oh, it's all a bit woo-woo? What is that story? Where do you know where your powers come from? Does it maybe come from your dad's side?
So mine definitely comes from my dad's side. So my mom's side is Native American. So they definitely had a lot of shamanism and things of that nature, but we just kind of shied away from it. And I actually grew up as a Christian in the church here. And so for my mom, especially when I started leaning into my spiritual gifts, she was like, well, do you worship the devil? I remember her saying that. I was like, oh, stop it. Right. But like I said, I've been connected since around the age of 8, but it really was my dad and my grandmother on my dad's side who came to me and said, hey, like, you know, we noticed you have these dreams, and we noticed that they kind of come, because even watching my kids now, I know that they're connected. And it's sometimes I'm looking and I'm like, oh, that's powerful. But how do you tell your, you know, 8-year-old at the time, like, you're actually like crossing dimensions, you know, because he does that a lot. But my dad's side was the one, like my grandmother would read my palm, and she would do what I consider Reiki now on me when I was feeling sick. And she was just doing what she was taught and really like leaning into the inner power that she had. And so I believe that the relationship that I have with my father and his side of the family is what really allowed me to be open to the fact that I can channel and I can tap into other dimensions and be acceptive of that. So for me, I think it leans more towards my father's side of the family. Yeah.
Wow. And how about you, Victoria?
Mine's definitely more my mother's side, but it's interesting. I feel like as I speak more about my work, you know, I think it's important for everyone to know everyone is connected. Everyone has gifts. And just because it's not something that maybe your family has quote unquote passed down to you or talked about, it's still there. And it's something that you can tap into. And, you know, for me, my mother had dreams that used to come true, and my grandmother like shies away from it entirely. But my great grandmother was kind of like a, you know, a bruja, an old witch. And now I think about it, it's like, she used to make all these random concoctions and stuff, like when you were sick and things like that, that was like, ew, Mimi, I'm not going to drink that, or I'm not going to put that weird thing on my body.
Love that.
But I thought I wasn't intuitive and didn't have gifts because they didn't look like my mom's. And so it took me a long time to realize everyone experiences it differently. So your intuition comes through your 5 senses. Mine is more of just a knowing. I know things that I shouldn't. And, you know, I have to be tapped in. It doesn't just kind of come spontaneously. But my mom is obviously more visual with her dreams. And she sees things like walking around my house sometimes that I'm like, is that a good spirit or a bad spirit, mom? And she's like, no, it's fine. But my grandmother on my dad's side, you know, believes in and knows she's been reincarnated many times, like knows that the energy work is something important. Meditation is something she does daily. And so I think as you become more open to these things and share them with those around you, they become more open, because it's inevitable. Your vibration as it raises those around you. Mm-hmm. So even if you're, you know, from somewhere that's skeptical or questions all of this, as long as you continue to expand and grow and shape these gifts, those around you will notice, and those around you will shift. You know, they may not become full woo-woo like you, but they absolutely will become more open to the energy, because it's kind of inevitable, you know, a little bit. Like it's, it's that ripple effect, right? That one little drop of water is going to have all of these rings that go outward, and you may not know how that manifests, but it's going to manifest into something for sure.
Oh, definitely. And yeah, we're going to talk a bit more about, well, a bit more actually. The reason why I'm talking about it, the reason why I'm asking is because we are going to talk about healing the mother wound. But I assume healing the mother wound also has to do with ancestral healing, which also then I think has to do with you, if you are able to find out where your gifts are come from, where your power come from, in order to heal those things. Am I right in thinking that?
You know, it's funny. I feel like we've never talked about it that way, but yes, like it's where you come from. It's where you really, pull your energy from. In the work, when you're healing the mother wound, you are basically healing all of the energy that has come before you and that will come after, because energy is neither created nor destroyed, right? So when your grandmother was pregnant with your mother, you were an egg inside your mom and you felt all of the things that your grandmother experienced and all of the things that your mother experienced. And it goes on and on and on until someone says, it's time to break that cycle. It's time to break that pattern. It's time to release that energy. And so we specifically work through the lower chakras, starting at the root, moving up to the heart, because that's where we find most women are blocked. They are blocked in their sacral centers. They are blocked in their solar plexus, not just because of the energy that they've experienced throughout their life, but because of society, right? Because we're told as women to stay small, to stay quiet, to not do that crazy thing that we want to go do. You have to take care of the family, yada, yada, yada. And so it really is deep, deep work. I don't know, Tiff, what would you add to that?
I think it's interesting, Laura, how you said you kind of took it back to the powers and how, and it's so funny because I feel like we've done it now quite a few times. And I think the last one we had, we did have more women who were in tune to their spiritual gifts, but we've also held sessions where women don't even realize that they have a spiritual gift. It's really about them healing trauma, ancestral trauma, and then also realizing that the work that we're doing in that 4 weeks is also helping them to heal things in the future for their children and ancestors in the future, right? And so I think it's interesting that you brought up the fact that like tapping into that power, and that's just something that it just like put a light bulb in my head. Like maybe that's something we can like add, you know, discuss in a future session. Cause I think, you know, as Victoria mentioned, we all have these powers, and I think it's really about, you know, shying away from them or being afraid of them because it can be very scary. But I think healing the mother wound has just been so dynamic because each time we also heal a little bit. And I will say this last one that we did in May for me, or the end of April going into May, was very transformative for me. And I struggled with trying to address some of the trauma that came up around control and the control that I need to have in every situation. And it's funny because I teach all of my participants to just flow. And I realized that I wasn't just flowing, and that's a hard pill to swallow. But I will say that the work that we did in the last session really allowed me to really take a look at myself and figure out things that I was still holding on to that really came from my birth story. So we asked the moms to give, I mean, the women to give their birth story if they know it or not. And, you know, you don't really take the time to pause and think about what your mom went through when giving birth. And some of these women hadn't even heard the story. And so they were tasked with going back if they could and asking their mom what that experience was like. And so through that, you realize like you are carrying the trauma that they may have had into reality just as an infant coming into this world, because you are coming through that portal. So yes, the work that we do has just been very dynamic and amazing. And I'm just so thankful that the universe like downloaded it to us to actually put out into the world for people to experience.
Oh, wow. So what is the, in short, how can we explain, what does it mean to heal the mother wound? Is it literally after you've given birth that you're not literally heal the wound, because that's what the doctors do, but or is it you don't have to give birth, that it is from your mother? How do you explain it to us?
You definitely don't have to have given birth. It is about healing female dynamics and female relationships in your life. So however that comes into play, specifically, we find it's something that has been passed down from your mother, your grandmother, and so on. But we have had, interestingly, you know, in these sessions, things come up like the witch wound or the sister wound. And those are female dynamics and relationships that have gone on for centuries. You know, years and years and years ago, we were probably all in covens together, right? But with all of the witch trials and things happening, we abandoned our sisters. We tried to save ourselves, I mean, rightfully. And so there's a lot of skepticism and hurt and jealousy between women. And even just coming together in sacred circle to share vulnerably can allow you to see that all of the women next to you are not your competition. They are your cheerleaders. They are your best friends. They are the ones that are here to help lift you up. And I think that's been a beautiful thing we've seen over these sessions is it's more about that feminine dynamic and relationship. And actually, after you complete healing the mother wound with us, we have a second container called Healing the Sacred Feminine, because that's really the next step. Like after you heal these very heavy kind of lower vibrations, you're ready to move into the upper chakras and expand and really connect to that sacred feminine energy that flows through everything, the mother of all. And a lot of women, I mean, we live in a masculine society, right? We're told to go, 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 to do, 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 that rest is not productive. And so part of this work is healing that and just tapping back into ourselves as women, into our sensuality, into our power. You know, we have a womb activation and a cord cutting that happens as part of the sacral chakra week. And we have women move their hips and dance and shake. And we dance and shake all the time, but it's amazing to see the women are like, that felt so good. I haven't danced around like that since I was a little girl, or maybe I've never danced around like that. Right. And that is just a part of being a woman, of moving your hips and shaking your body and just making shapes. Right. And we're helping women come back to that. Because personally, I think the world needs more of our sacred feminine right now. It needs more of our softness. And I say that, you know, softness does not mean weakness. It actually, softness is very strong, that you are so strong in yourself and your beliefs that you can bend and not break when things get hard, that you are that foundation for your family, yes, but for yourself first and foremost. So there's a lot to it, a lot to unpack, but it feels like every time we hold this, we go a layer deeper and we learn even more about why this work is so important.
Yeah. Do you think also it has to do with that because women were suppressed and then we want equality, but instead of being the feminine equal, we've shifted to the masculine equal, like you just said, go, 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 work, work, work. And also have children. Oh, by the way, I've got two kids and I'm also working full time. And oh, I need to take care of my parents or yada, yada, yada. So I think it's great that you give women their own power back. Like you said, it is okay to be, you know, female and be in touch with your own sexuality rather than how men should see or men often see it. We don't see ourselves that way. So I think it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So it is a program that everybody can do. Is it also online that people here in the UK can participate?
Yes. Yeah, so everything's virtual. So you can sign up online and we host it via Zoom. It's usually 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're flexible. So, I mean, we've had people who joined us from Austria and, you know, different places. And we try to offer replays so that if you can't join or if you have things going on, we make it very easy for you to, you know, join us however you can. And last session, we had a woman who really couldn't join us at all in person, but just, you know, watching the replays and the feedback that she gave us was just really dynamic. And, you know, she was able to really get everything she needed from even the replays. So yeah, everything's virtual right now online. And we found that that's really worked for us.
Oh, that's amazing. It's great for everybody to hear that they can do this as well. So there's a couple of keywords that I heard you talking about, which is like the witch wound and the sister wound. So that's more the ancestral healing. But what I also, you didn't say that word, but what I also hear is this is going to take a lot of shadow work from the people that you guys are guiding. what can people sort of expect, and what do you have any tips that we should do anyway of shadow work?
I mean, I think it was funny. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was, you know, talking about it's a very small percentage of humans who can take a quick look at themselves and dig into the trauma, because it's so easy for us to point the blame or blame someone else. I think a beautiful part of shadow work is not only taking a look at yourself, and then, you know, peeling back the layers of the onion to figure out why you have the trauma that you have. And maybe it's a conversation with your mom, or a conversation with a friend, or, you know, even if that person isn't around anymore, like having that shadow work experience where you're writing a journal prompt or a letter of forgiveness to your inner child, or to that person that may have, you feel, done you wrong. Right. And I think the beauty in shadow work is really being able to somewhat shape shift between taking the blame, right, and also giving the blame, and then releasing the blame, right? And then you can only move forward if you do those three. And you have to really be able to kind of shape shift through that process, which isn't always easy for everyone. I do a lot of shadow work and mirror work on my own, but I don't say that I am a professional in it, right? Like I'm not certified in it, but I do have the quality to be able to really take a look in the moment and realize like the things that I need to maybe like process so that I can grow and be a better human. But I will say that through healing the mother wound, there are times where, you know, we do journal prompts, or we do things that, you know, people have traumas that come up where they're like, you know, I've never actually had that conversation with my mom. Let me go do that this week, you know, and then they come back the following week and it's like, so I actually spoke to her about this, and this is what we're dealing with. Right. And I think that's the beauty of kind of stepping into shadow work when you don't even realize it's coming. And that is really how you learn to adapt to that. Yeah. In my opinion.
And I think it doesn't have to be trauma with a capital T, right? So everyone has stuff that they can work on, and it can be the little things in your life that have manifested into big things because you haven't looked at them. And I think anyone on a spiritual path, I was talking to a client about this the other day, the journey's not always an easy one, but it's worth it. And, you know, I think that shouldn't scare you. That shouldn't stop you from wanting to move forward. But you have to know that life isn't always going to be good, and life isn't always going to be bad. And that we're here right now on, you know, in this journey around this rock that's going around the sun, because we wanted to learn and we wanted to grow. And that's a human experience that you can't get in any other body. And yeah, your soul chose to come learn. And so you can either bury your head in the sand, or you can decide that you're in control of what that looks like.
Yeah.
And the release of shadow work is really beautiful. Yes, you know, it may involve tears, it may involve letter writing, it may involve really getting in touch with some deep emotions, but you're going to be better for it in the end. And I think, you know, having a community like our Spirit Mamas community makes it not worthwhile, but a little bit easier, because then you know you're not alone and you're not going through this by yourself. And that to us is why the community aspect is so important, because especially as you begin your spiritual journey, you have so many experiences that you're like, am I losing my mind?
Yeah.
Like, am I going crazy? And it's so nice to be able to come back to the group and be like, oh my God, so this thing happened. And then, you know, half of us are like, oh, yep, that's totally normal. We went through that too. It's fine. And so it also means that sometimes you may see others in your life that you're like, God, like, I'm dealing with the shadow work for the third time. And, you know, this thing's coming up again. It looks like this person over here is just having a grand old time. They're not working through anything. A, you don't know that, but B, we're here to be on that path, and it's not always an easy one. And I find that we rise to the occasion, you know, and that once we're through it, we can look back and say, wow, I really needed to go through that. Yeah. Or wow, that really helped me. But it's totally okay in the moment to be like, WTF, like, why, universe? I mean, we do it all the time. But it's worth it. Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. So when people do their shadow works and they are, there's maybe not session are coming up, but they feel, oh, I really need to talk to Victoria and Tiffany. Outside that course, can they also connect to you as well? So you can help them through whatever they need to go through.
Yes. Yeah, so we both offer individual services. So I do healing sessions, which include intuitive counsel and Reiki, as well as a healing session that includes Reiki and sound. And then Victoria also has her offerings. She does more of a long period of time. So she works with her participants over a few months, and that allows them to really kind of like, she's with them every step of the process to kind of do that inner voice work, the breath work, and builds a program out for them individually, which seems, you know, it seems to help with her participants really well. So yes, they can totally reach out to us separate to have, you know, individual counseling sessions for sure. Did I explain that right, Victoria? I feel like you're...
Yeah, that was beautiful. I was like, yay, Tiff. Yes, no, we love, I would only add that we love that, right? That you don't, we have clients and participants come from all sides. So some have worked with us one-on-one before they hop into Healing the Mother Wound. Some do Healing the Mother Wound first. Some are only part of our Spirit Mamas community. I think that's the beauty of all the things that we offer, is that we have various containers at various price points to be accessible to people and what they need. And we also offer payment plans. Like, we very much want to work with you in whatever capacity that we can. Our Oracle cards that are coming out are also like an amazing way to tap into yourself. If you don't, you know, have the means for kind of that one-on-one support, but that's the beauty of being virtual, right? And yes, we're manifesting an international retreat in 2023 and putting it out in the universe. We're going to make it happen. So stay tuned for where.
Oh, that'd be so cool. I'd love to join, actually. I really like retreats and that kind of stuff. But yeah, you're in the States on the East Coast, right?
Correct. Yes. So yes. We're in Atlanta, Georgia.
In Georgia. Oh, yeah. Georgia. Yes. Yeah, Georgia's so beautiful there as well, by the way, for people that do want to go travel to America, do visit that side of the country because it's gorgeous. Anywho, I'm visiting the Spirit Mama's retreats in the meantime while you're there. So another thing then, if let's say you have a new mom, it's her first child, and she feels lost and maybe a bit lonely and maybe feels guilty because she also needs to do X, Y, and Z, then healing the mother wound, is that the best course for them? I think definitely your platform being Spirit Mama, so you can 100,000% relate to her. Or are there other tips and circles that she can join as well to help with that feeling?
So I think healing the mother wound is definitely helpful for a new mom. But what we find is our membership community, that's where a lot of our new moms just gravitate towards. And I think it's because you get a monthly healing session. They automatically like energy healing session with where we all come together. And we actually have one next week. You get the full moon experience. So we have a full moon circle that we host every month. You also can work with us one-on-one, but we also have this group chat that has been so dynamic. And, you know, when I'm having a rough day or someone else is having a rough day, what I've found is that we are holding space for one another. And a lot of times questions come up around our new babies and just our toddlers and even our older kids. And the community has really been just beautiful, I think, for our newer moms. And I feel like they gravitate towards that over most things. And then our one-on-one sessions as well.
Oh, that's gorgeous. So she does have a platform. And how about mothers that are maybe, actually even grandmothers, that feel, you know, that maybe feel there is still some energy that I don't want it anymore? Can they also participate in your circles and healing the mother wound, maybe for her to feel a bit more calm?
Oh, absolutely. Our full moon circles are such a fun time. I love when people actually come for the first time, not knowing what to expect. Because then they leave and they write us afterwards and they're like, wow, I feel really good. or that was not what I thought was going to happen. And I think maybe, you know, people think it's going to be scary or intimidating, but being virtual allows you to show up safely, right? I think creating safe spaces for women is really important to us. So if you don't want to speak at all the entire time, you don't have to. If you don't want to put your camera on, you don't have to, but you will still get the energy. You will still get the vibration. And we're always dancing. We're journaling. We're laughing together. We set our intentions together. We often find all of the women have very similar intentions because of the energy going on. And we run the gamut, I would say, right, Tiff? I mean, we have women that are older that are part of the community. We have women that are younger. And it's really beautiful just to see that interweaving. Some women bring their children because they're like, I have no one else to watch the baby. And we're like, great, bring them. That's, you know, like, we love it. And I think it's important to fill your own cup is what we say. And so it's really easy as, you know, a new mom to say, I don't have time for that. I have this baby to feed. I have a house to clean. I have all these things to do, but you can't give to your family from an empty cup. So it's actually probably the most important thing that you could do is take that time for yourself. Our circles are an hour and 15 minutes. So they're not that long. Again, you can watch via replay if you need to, but taking that time for you once a week is not selfish. You know, it's necessary. And we try and again have so many different touch points so that, hey, if you're not able to come live, we've got the group chat. We have on-demand videos that are breath work and sound healing and meditations that you can do in your own time. They're all 15 minutes or less. If you just need like a moment to decompress, it's really in your hands, but it's really deciding that you're worth it. You as a mom have to decide that your time is worth it, that your family is worth it, that you are worth it. And we find once that happens, honestly, once a woman comes once, she's hooked because she's like, I feel so good that I want to do this again and again. And that's always our goal, is that you leave feeling good because life is too short not to. And even if you're not super woo-woo, even if you don't necessarily believe some of the energy things that are happening in the background, like, you can't deny that your body will physically feel good because we move it and we release and we shake and we dance. And we have one tonight, actually. I'm super excited because it'll be the last one before I give birth next week.
Oh, so exciting. Oh, bless you. Now what's coming as well. But I also love that your courses are interactive as well. That it's not just listening to what someone else is saying. It's very, very interactive. And
yeah, that's important for us because we want to give you individualized attention. Even when you come to our full moon circle, Tiffany's doing individual Reiki on you. I am giving you guidance that's coming from the Akashic Records for you. And that's important because every woman is unique and every journey is unique. And that, I think, is part of the magic of working with us, is that you're not going to get a cookie cutter answer or a cookie cutter version. It's going to be what you need energetically in the moment based on our intuition and your intuition.
Yes. Oh, so beautiful. I love this. And the amount of energy that you still have in your last week is just incredible, Victoria.
I took a nap right before this. That's probably why.
Okay. Fair enough. Brilliant. And do you also have men applying, or at least not applying, that's the wrong word, but maybe contacting and reaching out, say, oh, I want to join the Spirit Mamas, or will that disturb the female divine energy?
We are not discriminatory at all. Like, we will accept anyone. But, and I think Victoria has had a few like Akashic readings for men, and I've had a few male participants for Reiki. But what we found is that, you know, just the energy that we're putting out, naturally we get women who a lot of times are broken or have lost themselves in motherhood, and the things that we offer, like taking a moment to breathe, our guided meditations, or even our courses, really allow that mama to remember who they are so that they can be better moms for their children, or better women at work, or for their partners, and whatever it may be. So I think naturally we've just attracted more moms and women over men, but we will accept them all. Like, no, like, come on, if you want to sign up and get a session or join our community, we welcome you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's great. Well, it's always the big question, right? If someone sees Spirit Mamas and you're a man, you're like, oh, I do feel the good vibes from these ladies. Well, shall I not? But now they know all the men are welcome as well.
My husband keeps saying that we should start a Spirit Daddies cohort.
That is brilliant. Yeah, like a mixture or you can do a retreat with like moms and children, like maybe older children or something like that. I'm just putting ideas.
I know we keep saying we have a girlfriend who runs retreats in Africa, and we were like, wouldn't that be so cool if you could just like bring the whole family and, you know, the dads help with the kids while the moms are doing some of the spiritual work, but like everyone's there together experiencing it.
Yes. You can have like family yoga with the kids. That's so cute.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I know. These little munchkins with these hippie trousers on. I think it's always really adorable. Yeah, I think it's adorable. Right. So did I forget something? Or is there anything that you think I should be asking?
No, I think we covered it all. Like, we just flow. So,
yeah, I can just talk about these. I can just keep on asking and asking and asking. I did see your Oracle card because you didn't have those last time I looked on your website.
They're quite no, cool. They just came out. We were so excited.
Okay.
They are 44 cards and a guidebook called the Spirit Mama's Oracle that you can purchase on our website. And we do ship internationally. And they are just a physical manifestation of Tiffany and I's divine connection and love from the universe. So every single card was well thought out, not just from, you know, the words in the guidebook, but the design of the card, so that every time you use them, you go a little deeper. There's like sacred geometry. There are chakra cards, goddess cards. We have soul work that accompany, you know, each card, whether it's affirmations or journaling or things like that. But we are so excited. I still can't believe it's like actually in the world, to be honest. We worked on it for the last 9 months and it's like birthing another baby.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. I know all about that, but they look, at least I can see a little tiny little bit. I can see the front and what you're describing. It looks very cool. So you ship obviously from your website, and is it also on like Amazon or it's just your website?
Yes, it should be on Amazon soon. I actually had a seller call with them this morning, so we'll be there as well. And then we will be in some, you know, physical shops as well. So if any listeners have favorite metaphysical shops that we should reach out to, definitely let us know.
Okay, that's a very good one. We do have some listeners that are definitely interested in that as well, for sure. Wow, Victoria and Tiffany, I want to thank you a lot. Thank you so much also for putting out this beautiful radiant energy in the world and helping mamas as well. Often not necessarily forgotten, but it's not many practitioners or healers go specifically on that. There's not specific programs for moms. And I think it's beautiful that you both put so much energy in that as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I will put all the descriptions and obviously your website and where people can find about your retreats and the courses all in the descriptions as well. And Victoria, I wish you the best for the beautiful birth within a week or so.
Thank you. Yeah, by the time this comes out, I'll be a mama of two, which is wild.
Wow, so exciting. Yeah. Beautiful. Maybe a full moon. Full moon baby next week, right?
No, summer solstice.
Yeah, summer solstice.
Which I manifested him last summer solstice. That's like a whole nother story for another time. But I wrote about wanting another baby last summer solstice. So I love that his birthday is like right on the summer solstice this year.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, wish you good luck and all the beautiful vibes. And we put you in our distant Reiki deck to think of with all the good vibes. Thank you so much as well, Tiffany.
Thanks, Sarah.
Also, so beautiful and radiant, both of you. And I wish you, a great weekend for the listeners. And we'll see you next week or listen next week. Do follow this podcast as well and share it everywhere that you like. It's all open. You can always copy all the embedded codes, whatever you like, and share it and spread the love through spirituality and kindness. Bye-bye.